You tell me, Cuban clamp down. Powered by the All-American Stores, hometown owners, hometown staff, your hometown team. Doesn't it always seem like the woke left is complaining about the number of Republicans who remain silent on the important stuff? You know what I mean. The woke left wanted the right to yell, "Lock Trump up!" after January 6th, and oftentimes even before that. A lot of top Republicans were and still are being ridiculed for staying silent when it comes to the big lie. Many on the left want the right to take to the rooftops to defend COVID vaccines, and some on the right were even accused of condoning the killing of George Floyd simply because they would not take to the streets in protest. Like I said, you know what I mean. This list could go on and on. And time again, the silence from the folks on the right is construed as lacking empathy. Yet at a time when Cubans are marching in the streets for freedom, the woke left remains silent. Does that mean top Democrats are lacking empathy for the millions of Cubans attempting to stand up to Cuba's dictatorship they've been living under for more than 50 years? Does the silence from the woke left mean they don't care that in Cuba, a whole lot of silly things like your social media posts, your music, and your cell phone data can get you arrested? Does the deafening silence from the left mean they don't care about the poverty, the repression, the lack of democracy in Cuba? Bottom line, Cubans want freedom, and all our top leader can say is, vaccine anyone? As Americans, we all have a choice. It's nice, isn't it? And right now, the choice to remain silent when it comes to freedom, when it comes to building a democracy, says a lot. Especially when the silence is coming from the party that's always looking for a good protest or the latest cause of the month to post about on Facebook. If the left continues to remain silent, what does that silence say? Freedom or dependence? You tell me.
Podcasts by Federated Media.